This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. China says it will lift tariffs on some farm goods in yet another sign of easing tensions between the two countries ahead of trade talks scheduled for next month. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports tariffs will ease on U.S. soybeans, pork, and more.
Beijing imposed 25% tariffs on American farm goods last year in response to President Donald Trump's tariff hikes on Chinese goods. Hopes are now growing that China and the U.S. might defuse the prolonged dispute that is threatening global economic growth. But there hasn't been any sign of progress on the main issues in their sprawling conflict over trade and technology.
That was AP's Zaria Shackley. Trump announced he was postponing tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese goods from October 1st to October 15th. The United States is moving ahead with millions of dollars in aid for Ukraine's military, money that had until now been held up by the White House. White House officials confirmed a total of nearly $400 million in funding from the Pentagon and the State Department. This happened shortly before lawmakers were set to admonish the administration for the delay. London's Heathrow Airport says it is still open Friday, despite plans by climate change activists to disrupt flights by flying drones close to the travel hub. The activists from the group Heathrow Pause had planned to fly drones within 5 kilometers of the airport. The point was to push the government to more aggressively cut carbon emissions. Heathrow Airport said on its official Twitter, "We agree with the need for climate change action, but illegal protest activity designed with the intention of disrupting thousands of people is not the answer." Authorities in southeastern Spain say heavy rain and flooding in the region claimed another victim Friday. 3 people have died. This is VOA News. U.S. Democrats held their third presidential primary debate Thursday in the U.S. state of Texas. They traded political jabs, but also launched attacks at President Trump, whom they hope to take on in the 2020 election. The 3 poll-leading Democratic candidates, former Vice President Joe Biden and Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, all leveled sharp criticism at Trump. But they also took on each other on health care. Julie Pace is the AP's Washington Bureau Chief.
What this debate really made clear is that there is a clear trio of candidates at the top of the field: Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders. And that was clear from the opening minutes of the debate when those candidates got into a substantive and contentious conversation about health care, with Warren and Sanders representing the liberal position and Joe Biden representing the more moderate wing of the Democratic Party, who wants to build on Obamacare, who wants to continue on largely with that model instead of blowing the whole thing up and starting over again.
Democratic Party presidential nominating contests start in February with almost weekly elections and caucuses designed to narrow the field. Robert Mugabe's nephew confirmed that the former Zimbabwean president would be buried at a private ceremony at the Heroes Acre National Monument, but only after a public event.
What in actual fact will happen on Sunday is that we'll have the normal government function, burial function, which normally happens at the Heroes Acre, the 21 gun salute, and everything that goes with that, but we will not do the actual burying on Sunday. We will take him away.
Leo Mugabe spoke at a local stadium where Robert Mugabe's body is on view for a second day. Mugabe died last week in Singapore at the age of 95. He led the Southern African nation for 37 years before being ousted by his own army in late 2017. More than 200 pro-Beijing demonstrators held a rally for a second day on Friday. This was to counter nights of mass singing by thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators at multiple shopping malls across Hong Kong. The mostly older crowd waved Chinese flags and sang the Chinese anthem in a mall at the densely packed Kowloon District. The pro-democracy protests began in June over an extradition bill that would have allowed some criminal suspects to be sent to mainland China for trial. The Iraqi government on Thursday said it has issued life imprisonment for a female Islamic State member who helped the group develop chemical and biological weapons. That story and more on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Best music today.